Hi, this is Victoria Worsley, and this is part of a series of short lessons and games designed for actors drawn from the Feldenkrais method. This is the second in two versions of a lesson exploring a theme I've called the significance of a soft chest. This one is a shorter, simpler version in standing. But if you struggle with this one and have never done the first version, I would go and try that one out instead, because it should actually make it easier. I hope you've also listened to the little introduction to this series, so you know that you might find it interesting to try out a monologue or a scene for yourself before doing this lesson, because then you've got something you can try out again at the end as a comparison to see how it's affected your acting. If you're ready, come and stand somewhere in the room for a minute just to get a sense of how you feel today. Do some places feel like they're working hard to hold you upright? Is there anything that doesn't feel so comfortable? How's your breathing? Can you breathe easily, simply, in and out? How's the balance between your two feet? Come and stand against your wall. I'm assuming you've got a decent stretch of clear wall space. Find how you can lean on the wall and take your support from it, with as much of your back and your pelvis touching the wall as possible. Just so long as you're not, I don't know, working with your abdominals or your chest or something, making some kind of effort to press yourself into the wall. Just rest there. Find a good place for your feet, a comfortable distance away from the wall, to allow you to do that. And let the back of your head rest on the wall too. Settle into it. Listen to your breathing and see if you can let it be an easy, soft breath. Once you've got yourself comfortable there, bring your right hand to the middle of the top of your breastbone, just under the level of the collarbone. And as in the first lesson, begin to glide your hand across your chest there to the left. Slowly, gently, as if you were stroking or caressing yourself. Gliding your hand directly across towards the outside of the top of your left arm. Only where it goes easily, comfortably. Maybe your hand doesn't reach the outside of your left arm, it's just a direction. Slide your right hand to the left and back, always in contact with yourself many times, without pushing. How far the hand goes doesn't matter as much as the quality of the movement. As you go, notice if anything starts to change in the contact of your back or your head with the wall. Where do you lean against it more as you move your hand? Where do you start to have a little less contact? Now swap hands. And slowly, gently, glide your left hand across you from the top of the breastbone out towards the top of your right arm. It might feel different on this side. Go slow enough to notice if anything starts to change in your contact with the wall. What do you do with your breath? Can you keep breathing softly and easily? Not holding your breath, not pushing your breath. What if you had the idea that this left hand could slide around the outside of your right shoulder to find the wall there? Do you find yourself trying to make it happen now that I've said it? Can you let go of that idea that it has to happen? It'll happen very simply when it's really easy. Don't push, it doesn't matter. Just keep coming and going with that hand sliding across you and feeling how your back changes its contact with the wall. Let it go for a minute. You can come right away from the wall and go for a little walk if you need to. And now come back to the wall and lean against it again in the same way. Bring your left arm across your chest and right under your right armpit if you can. Keep the thumb with the fingers so your whole hand can slip under your armpit if it's possible and hold the ribs there, only as far as you can go easily. And then bring the right arm over the top and hold around the outside of the left arm wherever it can go. Just like the first version of this lesson, it's more like hugging yourself than crossing your arms. Now use this right hand to lift the shoulder, the left shoulder, and roll yourself a little to the right. And then use the left hand on your right ribs to help you roll yourself to the left a little against the wall. Keep rolling yourself like this, one way and the other, against the wall many times, letting your head roll too. And feel all those places that can just soften and yield and lean into the wall more and more. And also the places that have to peel away from the wall a little too in response. Keep softening and yielding. How far down your back does the movement travel? How do your legs and your knees and your ankles have to respond to allow your pelvis to be part of this rolling too? Have a little rest against the wall if you like, or you can walk a bit if you prefer. Now come back to this same rolling with your arms in the same configuration. The left hand under your right armpit, holding the ribs there, the right one on top, holding the outside of the top of the left arm. And this time, just roll yourself to the left against the wall. And see if that yielding into the wall and rolling against the wall is enough for the right hand to be able to find the wall on the left there and even slide out it away from you to the left. The left hand can be useful in helping the chest turn. Let your knees and your ankles soften enough to enable the movement so that bit by bit your side, your front might turn a bit more towards the wall to let your right arm slide out along it to the left. Let your head do whatever it does to enable that. And only go where's easy. It doesn't matter how far that is. All that matters is that you give your weight to the wall, that you lean on it, you soften into it, and you let yourself roll and slide your arm away from you just where it feels comfortable and enjoyable to do. Swap over your arms and have a play in the other direction, softening into the wall, and rolling so that the left arm can slide along the wall to the right. Take your time, don't push, don't be ambitious. Allow it to be just as much as it is. Come and go many times. Doesn't matter how far that left arm travels, just the quality of ease and softness with which you can sink into and travel along that wall. This is a movement that you can play with in many ways and expand if you want to. Rolling, sliding, yielding into the wall in each direction alternately, in a whole variety of different directions and different amounts and different ways. When you're finished, bring yourself to stand away from the wall and just feel how that is now. How tall do you feel? How short? How heavy? How light? How are you balanced on your feet? How are those places that were holding you up before? Take in the room around you and anyone who's in it. This would be the moment to try out that monologue or that scene again and see what quality you bring to it now.